Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Zacks Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Ben Turney, who's CEO at Covango. How are you today, Ben?
Very good, thanks, Zach. How are you?
Busy time for the company at the moment, actually. What should investors be focusing on?
Well, we've just recently completed our financing with Pure Bond, which is the family vehicle of the Consagra family. So Pure Bond is run by owned by two British billionaires, Bulow and Ramesh Consagra. So they've really thrown their weight behind the company over the last few months, and now that we've secured those funds, we've hit the ground running, Zach, and have really started to make a lot of progress in the field.
So you've got not one but two sugar daddies, effectively.
I suppose you could look at it that way.
Maybe that's not the way to look at it, but have you got that backing, which is obviously a big differentiator between you and many other sort of junior resources companies who are basically chronically underfunded and underfinanced?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's one of the biggest strengths that Covango now has. Look, we've had quite a difficult time in the market over the last couple of years. We know that, you know, our share price has suffered. You know, results haven't gone our way in the field, and obviously the market has been dreadful for everybody. But what we have done as a business is we've kept on improving, we've kept strengthening our team. We've really been fully committed to exploring our ground. And I think as a result of that, you know, that's really what attracted Pure Bond to invest into us. And they've shown so far that they are very, very committed to helping our business grow as we move forward. They are now 52% shareholders in the company, which meant that we had to get what's called a Rule 9 whitewash to enable their investment, because they crossed the 30% threshold, which, as everybody knows, is the threshold above which a mandatory bid is required. So in getting shareholder approval to enable Pure Bond to become 52% shareholders, it was quite a painful process that they had to go through, which I think underlines their commitment to our business. And as you say, we've now got really serious firepower behind us at what I believe is the bottom of the market, where we are just seeing so much opportunity because companies are running out of cash, and we find ourselves in the very fortunate position of being extremely well backed. So with metal prices continuing to remain pretty robust, you know, despite having pulled back a bit this year, the outlook, I think, is looking very strong for the sector as a whole. And those companies that are going to come out of this very difficult period we've been through, I believe, will be the ones that are the best financed. And I think that will put Covango towards the front of the pack.
And do you think it's surprising that, you know, the shares, I suppose, were at 0.5 pence in the summer before, you know, the news of this special funding that you've got? Are you surprised that there hasn't been more of a positive reaction, given that you are now fully bankrolled?
I'll be honest, Zach, this market, if it's taught me anything, it's to stop being surprised. We just seem to be living in this twilight zone for metals exploration and for mining in general, where, you know, if we look at the top of the pyramid, the sort of the major firms and their profitability, yes, they have been affected by increased cost inflation, but at the same time, they are still extremely profitable businesses, and there's a lot of money floating around within the sector as a whole. Yet the share prices, there is zero investor appetite out there, very little trading volume, and you can really pick up some incredible bargains out there on the market. And I believe Covango is one of those. At some point, it will right itself. And I think when it does, I think we're extremely well positioned to perform very, very well as a stock.
And if people are looking at Covango, what's the main thing they should be focused on? Because obviously, look, sometimes people get rather sort of blinded by all the RNSs of the news flow that small caps have.
Yeah, of course. The key things for me, first of all, is this backing from Pure Bond. You know, these guys, you know, they built a £1 billion business empire, you know, from their own hard work. These are very smart, very experienced individuals with quite a high level of risk appetite. You know, they don't make decisions like this willy-nilly. I mean, this is a serious investment for them. So I think as a sign of an indicator of our business's potential and our team's potential, that's certainly one. But what I'd also look to, Zach, is look at the recent director purchases. Now, of course, I'm talking my own book here, but just very recently, Peter Winterby, our non-executive, he put just over £500,000 into Covango, and I followed him with a £50,000 on-market investment. So we as a company, we're extremely well-financed, and we as a board really put our money where our mouths are. We believe in what we're doing. We can see the progress we're making. And so far, the reports that we've made to the market hasn't yet bought those. At some point, we believe that situation will change. In terms of our share structure, we've now got just over 60% of our stock is basically held in insider hands when you take into account director holdings and the pure bond holdings. So we've got an incredibly tight share structure. So I think as soon as we're able to start delivering some positive results from the field, I think we're going to see what I hope will be quite a special move higher in our stock price.
And the focus should be on which particular project would you suggest at this time?
I'd look on two of our project areas. So first of all, we've got the drill rig turning currently in Zimbabwe. We're currently drilling our Hillside gold project down there, and we're planning to start drilling at Nara in the new year. So we're very much looking forward to assay tests. What we've seen so far is pretty encouraging. Nothing reportable yet, because with gold exploration, you can have visually the best looking rocks you can imagine, but until you've actually got the assay test through confirming that there's gold there, you can't rely just on the visuals. We've got encouraging readings from the other work that we've been doing as well. So we've got, you know, certainly quite a lot of pathfinder elements that we're seeing around the ground that we're drilling. So the signs so far are looking pretty good, but we must wait for the assay results in the new year. And then we'll be moving straight on to the Nara project, which we're very excited about. We're really looking forward to getting the drill rig down to Nara, because this is a completely untested area, which has sustained quite a major stamp milling operation over the last 35 years. So that's a project we've got high hopes for. The second project area is in Botswana, where we're exploring in the Kalahari Copper Belt. Now, I've talked a lot recently about Dave Catterall. Dave's been working with the company for just over a year. Dave was the inspiration behind the Zone 5 discovery, which has recently been sold for $1.8 billion to the Chinese group MMG. So Dave's pedigree in exploration in the Kalahari Copper Belt is really unrivaled. So we've got the right guy leading our strategy. We've just recently acquired more ground. We've now got complete control over an entire geological system, which we've got physical evidence is a mineralizing, copper mineralizing system. And we're currently flying airborne surveys over that just to fill in some of the data gaps that we have ahead of drill targeting for the new year. And we're on course to commence drilling in Q1 next year. So I think with the amount of drilling that we have coming up, thanks again in large part, well, thanks exclusively to the funds that we have available to us, we've got high impact drill campaigns, Zach, in very exciting, very prospective project areas being led by extremely experienced exploration geologists. So it does feel like a new Kavango, as we're calling it, has turned the corner, and we're now waiting for the market conditions to improve. And if we can drop some positive results into those as the market does recover off what we hope are these lows, next year is looking very strong for us.
Ben Turney, CEO of Kavango, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.